She stood at the window a minute, studying him. To her, he seemed not much older. His hair had already turned white when he was young. He had always made her feel keen, Gus. His appetite for talk matched hers. She stood for a moment in the kitchen doorway, a smile on her lips. Just seeing him made her feel keen. She was in the shadows, and he had not seen her. Then she took a step or two, and Augustus looked around. Their eyes met, and he smiled. "Well, pretty as ever," he said. To the huge astonishment of her girls, Clara walked straight off the porch and into the stranger's arms. She had a look in her eyes that they had never seen, and she raised her face to the stranger and kissed him right on the mouth, an action so startling and so unexpected that both girls remembered the moment for the rest of their lives. When Clara kissed him, Lorena looked down, nothing but despair in her heart. There the woman was. Gus loved her, and she herself was lost. She should have stayed in the tent and not come to see it. Yet she had wanted to come. Now that she had, she would have given anything to be somewhere else. But of course it was too late. When she looked up again, she saw that Clara had stepped back a bit and was looking at Gus, her face shining with happiness.
"Well, introduce your friends, Gus," Clara said.
She had a hand on his arm and walked with him over to the horses.
"Oh, you know Woodrow," Augustus said.
"How do you do?" Call said, feeling at a loss.
"This is Miss Lorena Wood,"
Augustus said, reaching up to help her dismount.
"She's come a far piece with us, all the way from Lonesome Dove, in fact. And this young gentleman is Newt."
"Newt who?" Clara asked.
"Newt Dobbs," Augustus said after a pause.
"Hello, Miss Wood," Clara said.
To Lorena's surprise, she seemed quite friendly, far more so than most women were to her.
"I don't know whether to envy you or pity you, Miss Wood," Clara said, "riding all that way with Mr. McCrae, I mean. I know he's entertaining, but that much entertainment could break a person for life."
Then Clara laughed, a happy laugh. She was amused that Augustus had seen fit to arrive with a woman, and that she had stunned her girls by kissing him, and that Woodrow Call, a man she had always disliked and considered scarcely more interesting than a stump, had been able to think of nothing better to say to her after 16 years than, "How do you do?" It added up to a lively time in her book, and she felt she'd been in Nebraska long enough to deserve a little liveliness.